The Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act calls for sweeping changes to the immigration system as a whole, from border patrol and enforcement to workplace requirements and the legalization process. The new bill aims to give undocumented immigrants more opportunity for success. Erica Lamelli, a bill supporter, says this is the answer they've been waiting for all year.
Legalization for students and farm workers is included, so that's very important for us. Just keeping families united, that's a key part of it.
This bill comes on the heels of Meg Whitman's most recent public scandal over hiring an illegal immigrant to work as her housekeeper. Jorge Murillo Cabrera, a representative for the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, says Whitman's housekeeper is not the only one affected by poor work conditions.
The Meg Whitman situation has to do with labor rights, and it has to do with the fact that this woman felt that she was unable to go to anybody and have her rights protected because she's undocumented. This is a perfect example of why we need immigration reform.
Evelyn Miller, a board member at the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, said she wants to see already existing immigration laws enforced. Miller has not read the new bill yet, but doesn't support Menendez's past immigration efforts.
Menendez identifies with foreigners of his ethnic group rather than identifying with his fellow U.S. citizens.
Multiple ethnic groups gathered this morning at MacArthur Park. Representatives from Korean, Mexican, and Jewish communities all spoke in support of the new immigration reform bill. Because of the upcoming lame duck session, they will have to wait until November to see a verdict. This is Haley Fox, Annenberg Radio News.
No!